You see how much the hypocrites, how much damage they have done. And that's why they are in the lowest of hellfire. They have, they almost destroyed everything the Prophet ﷺ built. The Prophet ﷺ put a lot of effort to gather all these muhajirin and ansar as brothers, and the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, almost destroyed that bond that the Prophet ﷺ spent so much time and effort to build between them. The Prophet ﷺ, as we said, went down the minbar. He was very, very sad because of what happened, and he just left the masjid. The people, of course, the Muslims, that's the difference between the companions and us. The problem ended. They saw the Prophet ﷺ is sad. Everybody just ran after the Prophet ﷺ to ask him to forgive them. And that was the end of the story. It did not end up with any fight or people hating each other or carrying any grudges until, you know, years after. That's the difference between the companions and us. Now, at that time, the Prophet ﷺ again was still asking around, what do you think happened? Did Aisha do anything wrong or not? She went to one of the his wives, and that wife was always competing with Aisha, who was closer to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zainab bint Jahsh, we have not talked about her yet. Zainab bint Jahsh, we're going to be talking about her inshallah later on when we get to the order when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets married to her. But she was very close in terms of how much the Prophet ﷺ loved her, close to Aisha. So he asked Zainab, and maybe, you know, that will be a good chance for Zainab to say something about Aisha to get first place, right? So the Prophet ﷺ said, what do you think about Aisha, O Zainab? Zainab said, I don't think anything except good. I protect my eyes and my hearing, which means I don't hear these rumors and I don't pay attention to them. I think Aisha did not do that. Even Zainab did not do that, but subhanAllah, the point, her sister, her name is Hinna bint Jahsh, she was talking a lot about that rumor, thinking that she was doing her sister a favor. So subhanAllah, not even for herself, for her sister, and of course that was a mistake. And we said big companions, some of them fell in the trap of talking about that rumor. At that point, and that's on the last day, the 30th day, the whole month is over now, Aisha has been crying 2 days non-stop. When she heard about what happened, the Prophet ﷺ finally decided to go and confront Aisha herself. So he went, and Aisha, we said, she was at her parents' house. She was there, Abu Bakr was there, her father, and Umruman, her mother, were there. The Prophet ﷺ went there, and they all sat down. Aisha tells the story. She said, the Prophet ﷺ came to us, we were sitting, I was still crying, the tears were still in her eyes. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, O Aisha, Abu Bakr was listening, of course, and Umruman was listening as well. He said, O Aisha, if you are innocent and you have not done anything of what the people are talking about, then Allah will defend you. And Allah always takes the rights of those who are oppressed. And by the way, this is a big, strong message to all of us. Allah always takes the rights of those who are oppressed. If your right was taken and you complained only to Allah, that Allah's punishment will be severe. One scholar says, when someone takes your right, you might be able to go take your right with your own hand too, or complain to another human being. But when you complain to Allah, the destruction and the punishment will be much more severe. When you only complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said before the hadith, when the mazlum makes a dua, someone whose right was taken, someone was oppressed, he makes dua. Allah talks to the dua himself. And he said, بِعِزَّتِي وَبِجَلَالِي, by my dignity and my power. Allah himself swears, لَأَنصُرَنَّكِ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينٍ, I will answer this dua, even if it's not going to be now, like this second. But even later on, I will answer this dua. So that's why it's dangerous to take someone else's right. So the Prophet ﷺ carries on and he says to Aisha, if you were wronged, you were oppressed, and you did not do anything of what the people were talking about, then Allah will defend you and he will take your right. And that's what he said after that, and that really hurt Aisha a lot. If you did what the people are talking, you made that mistake, then admit it. Say that you have done it and ask Allah for forgiveness. May Allah forgive you. At this point, of course, Aisha never expected the Prophet ﷺ to have doubt. And we said the Prophet ﷺ does not know al-ghayb. He does not know the future. He does not know the unseen. If it was not revealed to him from Allah, he does not know. So he asked Aisha that question. Aisha said, the tears dried in my eyes. She was in shock. She looked at her father and she said, "Oh father, you want to answer Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for me?" She said, "Wallahi, oh my daughter, I do not know what to say." And that made things even worse for Aisha. She looked at her mother and she said, "Oh mother, do you want to answer Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for me?" Her mother said the same thing, "Oh Aisha, wallahi, I don't know what to say." And they both looked away. At this point, Aisha said, "I was in shock to the point that I wanted to say something and I cannot remember." She was in so much pain. Just imagine, I mean, put your daughter in this situation. The whole city is talking about her and she's innocent. And now even the parents are doubting it and even doubting her. Even her husband is doubting her now. She said, "Wallahi, I will not say except what the father of Yusuf said." Aisha is very knowledgeable and she could not remember the name of the father of Yusuf. You know, Yaqub, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. She did not remember the name because she was in shock. She said, "All I say is what the father of Yusuf said, Sabrun Jameel, Wallahu al-musta'an wa ala ma tasifun. May Allah give me patience and Allah is my helper against what you are saying." She went to her room and she started crying again. At that point, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say anything. Abu Bakr did not say anything. Umruman did not say anything. They just sat there and they did not move until finally Jibreel comes down.